Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Really heartbreaking news. The University of Rochester Medical Center confirmed that ophthalmologist Dr. Mina Chung passed away after a skiing accident while on vacation in Italy with her husband Eddie and their friends. She was a renowned retinal specialist in the Rochester community, and she also traveled worldwide. She joined the University of Rochester Eye Institute in 2002. And on a personal note, Mina was one of my neighbors.
Wow.
We learned about this just a few days ago, and it's crazy. It's crazy to think of. Both her and Eddie are some of the nicest people that we'd ever met. Didn't spend a ton of time with them, but every time we did, they couldn't have been more kind. And certainly Mina's going to be missed.
It's awful. Prayers and thoughts with her family. We talked about it last week on the show, Corey, about Disney, how they're raising the prices just a tad on their ticket sales. And we might know why. So the most magical place on earth has announced that they are going to make their experience at the parks just a little bit more magical. Walt Disney announced they're updating the iconic Cinderella Castle, the centerpiece of Disney's Magic Kingdom Park in Orlando, Florida. Walt Disney News said they are changing this in honor of the 70th anniversary of the animated film Cinderella. Wow. The most notable change will be gold accents outside on the castle with some bold, shimmery, and regal enhancements. And the facelift will take place. It's starting in the next couple of weeks, and it's going to go through the summertime. The timeline for this exact project is not available at the moment. But I don't know, Corey. I feel like it's going to be less than perfect if you're going there for vacation, for February break,
I'm sure it'll
April
be fine.
Break.
It's Disney. I'm sure they have plans to minimize the inconvenience.
I wonder if Tinkerbell still is going to jump off the top of it.
Probably. Sure. It's going to be fine. A new lawsuit has been filed against two local school districts alleging that a woman was sexually abused by a teacher and coach while she was a student during the 90s. So the two school districts are the Wheatland Chi-Lai and Churchville Chi-Lai Central School Districts. They're being sued under the Child Victims Act. That's the one-year law passed last August that allows survivors of child sex abuse to file civil lawsuits against their alleged abusers, regardless of the statute of limitations. Now, according to the lawsuit, Ryan Rafferty sexually abused this woman from 1997 to 1999. While she was a student at Wheatland Chi-Lai High School. At the time, the woman said she was 12 to 14 years old when Rafferty, quote, engaged in unpermitted sexual contact with her. He worked as a teacher and coach at both Wheatland Chi-Lai and Churchville Chi-Lai. Now, the lawsuit claims that both districts should have known that, quote, they did not have sufficient information about whether or not its employees were fit to work with children. We'll certainly keep an eye on this one.
Taylor Swift's father recently fought off a burglar who broke into his $4 million penthouse out in Florida. The Tampa Bay Times said that Scott Swift returned to his home in St. Petersburg. Scott Swift. On January 17th, just moments after the 30-year-old Terrence Hoover used the emergency escape stairwell to climb into his penthouse on the 13th floor, mind you. The man was fought out by Scott Smith himself, and then he ran away. Scott Swift, sorry.
Changed his name. Come on. We just talked about how cool it was.
He ran away, and Hoover, the guy who broke in, had a lengthy arrest record, including kidnapping, false imprisonment, and Swift went out to call the cops and found him in a lineup, and he's being held right now for a $50,000 bond.
Didn't his mom say he was just lost?
Yeah, Hoover's mom said he should only be charged with trespassing. He was just searching for his arranged wife. And
sure.
It's all fine.
Who hasn't had that happen?
Yeah, I mean, we've all been there. But good news, everyone's fine, and Taylor Swift was not with her dad at the time.
Everybody's safe.
So it's all good.
Up online, 98pxy.com. Lots to check out this morning if you're a fan of The Bachelor. As every Tuesday, we have the recap of the show from last night. Peter goes on the hometown visits.
Peter went on the hometown visits.
Yeah. Now that you don't have cable anymore, Breeze, you're living vicariously through 98pxy.com and The Bachelor.
That's true. That's true. Sad, but true.
To stay caught up.
Yeah.
So you can check that out. Also, Pete Davidson confirms that he went to rehab. And he says he hung out at the, quote, butt hut. I don't know what that means, per se. But you can find out at 98pxy.com. And then also the Savitar Sensible is up. Getting in a revolving door with another person. Dirtbag Nick jumping on our Instagram. He always does a little tea time where he weighs in on our Savitar Sensibles. And boy, did he roast Breezy at 98 PXY Rochester.
Yeah, well, It's fine. I mean, I...
Here's... Okay. This is great. Whenever Breezy knows she's wrong about something, she just says, it's fine.
It's literally fine. Everyone's fine. Because I just think that this is totally sensible, especially if you know the person. You're just trying to snuggle up in a nice
A revolving door is not a place to snuggle. A revolving door is not a place for intimacy of any sort. If you'd like to vote, though, that poll is up. Again, 98pxy.com. You can jump in on the Club PXY Safe text line, or you can always call us at 222-9800.